Merci, Monsieur le Président désigné.
Thank you, President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to congratulate Ambassador Stack for being nominated to President of this conference. The high contracting parties, I'd like to also assure you of the support of our delegation in the implementation of your mandate. I would also like to thank the Secretariat for their work preparing this meeting. Switzerland is firmly committed to the CCW and AP2, which are an important element of international humanitarian law and contribute to our goal to reducing the suffering and humanitarian damage caused by landmines, booby traps, and other explosive devices. We reiterate our support to all states, especially all high contracting parties to the CCW. We call on all to adhere to AP2 as well, to accede to AP2. President designate, a number of reports have indicated that Russian forces are using different types of anti-personnel mines and booby traps which have been activated by victims in Ukraine. Switzerland is very concerned by this use of anti-personnel mines and booby traps and calls on all parties to respect IHL. This includes the full respect of prohibitions and restrictions contained in AP2 of the CCW by the high contracting parties. Reports also document use of anti-vehicle mines in Ukraine, the indiscriminate and disproportionate use of mines other than anti-personnel mines also have serious humanitarian impact. Fully recognizing that mines other than anti-personnel mines lead to victims, the parties should adhere to IHL and respect their obligations to take all precautions possible to protect civilians from the impact of these weapons. Certain provisions of AP2 also apply to anti-vehicle mines. This protocol provides a framework for the discussion of this issue. President designate, Switzerland is also seriously concerned by the humanitarian results of the use of IEDs, of which civilians are often the first victims. This also impacts security, political stability, and socioeconomic development. We would like to thank the two coordinators, France and Colombia, for their efforts, including in the updating of the Declaration on IEDs. Switzerland commends the adoption of this declaration at the 6th Review Conference of the CCW last year. The declaration also includes language on the legality and participation of women and men in the combat against the threat posed by IEDs. In parallel, we call on the high contracting parties to make use of the possibility of voluntary exchange of information on IEDs. Switzerland will continue to support the impacted states in the framework of its commitment to combating mines. Thank you, President Designate.